The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. You can keep them for the best and please not
get me more. So, getting away from the word leverage, which in basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released, correct?
That's correct.
And finally, we have it. There it is, an admission by the State Department that indeed there was a this for that. And remember what the president said, you know, we don't pay ransom. We pay, and they're calling it now leverage. Joining us now on the line now is James Rosen, chief Washington correspondent for the Fox News Channel, author of that book, Cheney One-on-One, which you can still get, I am certain. Good morning, James.
Hey, how are you? It's great to be back with you.
All right. Okay, so James, this is typical Washington, fudge factory stuff. It wasn't ransom. It was leverage. Now, you've been on the forefront of pushing this story. What made them finally admit that there was a this for that?
Well, it was another bombshell story in the Wall Street Journal where they more or less had the details here that the United States deliberately withheld this $400 million in hard foreign currency until we were certain that our hostages were in the process of being released by Iran. And what makes this such a stunning reversal for the Obama administration is that just 2 weeks ago, they were telling us, right there at the State Department, in unqualified, flat terms, there was no linkage between the payment of this money and the freeing of those prisoners. And now you heard it just there from Admiral Kirby saying, in essence, yeah, we did time the release of this money to the freeing of these prisoners, and you know, you can dance around it, you can say one word or another, but everyone recognizes quid pro quo, this for that, and so of course this isn't the end of this. We spoke with Chairman Ed Royce of the House Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday, and he said he's going to be summoning administration witnesses to talk to his panel about this under oath in hearings.
So is this a violation of the law, James Rosen?
That's an interesting question because there are all kinds of intricacies associated with this that involve not just the State Department and its negotiations, but the Treasury Department. It has been suggested to me that that the proper clearances weren't granted from the Treasury Department for this, but I think that bears further investigation.
All right. I want to recount what the president had said about this. Listen very carefully.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
And he continued.
It wasn't a secret. We were completely open with everybody about it.
You know what?
No,
that's an out-and-out lie.
Yeah, well, I raised that issue as well yesterday at the State Department with Admiral Kirby, the spokesman there. I said, you've said that at all points everybody was completely above board about this. But the fact that this money was withheld until we were certain that our hostages were in the process of being released, that has not been disclosed previously, has it? And Admiral Kirby said, I would grant you that that is a fact that we are disclosing for the first time today. And how you can say you've been completely above board about this when it was only by dint of the Wall Street Journal and its reporting over the past 2 weeks that we learned about all this. It's extraordinary, and it'll be interesting to see if it carries any political fallout into the election.
Well, let's talk about, there's two angles of political fallout there, James Rosen. The first is, where's the president? He's still on vacation in Martha's Vineyard, and has there been any indication that we'll get a statement or response, anything from the president or at least his spokesman?
No.
No.
No, and frankly, if you were he, would you?
Well, only if it were politically advantageous, I suppose. Yeah.
To take this sort of to face this kind of thing, doubtful.
Well, I don't know. It depends on whether the White House press corps presses him and demands it. Also, speaking of demanding a response via reporters. Hillary Clinton not given a press conference in, what, 280 days now, 279
I have
days?
I have the exact number. It's 257 days.
Oh, I'm sorry for overshooting it. And she, of course, embraced this policy. She agreed with the president. What's the political fallout there?
Well, I think, honestly, first of all, we have to ask ourselves how many people in America, how many voters in America are still persuadable on the subject of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? It's a very limited number. And of those people, will the $400 million payment to Iran be the thing that tips them in one direction or another, or will it be another issue altogether that ranks higher on their agenda, such as having a job or the overall national security picture? So I doubt that this is going to be a decisive factor in the election or in the decision-making process for those few persuadable people out there. But nonetheless, it's an extraordinary moment. Not only because the administration has in drips and drabs reversed itself here, but because of the real foreign policy consequences that critics of the administration say could be in play here. If it really does look to the world, no matter what kind of semantics you engage in at the podium, that we paid ransom or withheld our ransom payment for hostages, it could well be the case, as the critics of the administration say, that this emboldens the taking of more hostages. That is the real fallout beyond the general election season.
Well, and thank you, James Rosen, and I agree. And listen, I would think a talented and gifted politician running against Hillary Clinton would say, hey, Hillary Clinton embraced this policy, she endorsed this policy. Because of this policy, more Americans are at risk. And if Hillary Clinton becomes president, since she has endorsed this policy, you should expect more ransoms to be paid, unless she'd like to say otherwise. And I would think that that would persuade a couple of people.
All right, James, always a pleasure, my friend.
Do you see a talented politician running against Hillary Clinton?
I did stipulate.